Hi and welcome to the Kids Are Alright show. It's me, Fayon. I got down to the DeVas Club this week and interviewed my friends down at the Juniors Club. So they've been down there doing preparations for a dance routine, which were just awesome. They've been playing football, pool, just getting up to all the usual shenanigans. But the kids down there have just been sharing with me what they love about DeVas Club. And I speak also to one of the organisers, Josie. So I'm not actually in the studio today. I'm in Budapest. So I've done this very special recording for you. So I hope you enjoy it. And do also stay tuned throughout the show because you'll be hearing all the interviews popping up through the songs. And of course, at 5 o'clock, we have Fables at Five with our resident grandma, Annette. So do stay tuned. Enjoy the show. I'm going to sit here and record the dance class. My name's Fayon. I'm from Wandsworth Radio. What's your name?
Millie.
Hi, Millie. Why aren't you dancing today? Don't feel like it. We're going to watch then, yeah? Good. Okay. So, wow. Let's see. How many children are in this room? We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. And what's the name of this teacher? Do you know her name?
What's her
name? Zainab. Do I have you guys? These kids are cool. How many sweets have you got?
So I'm going to count you on in. You're going to say 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10,
is in the class. What's your name?
Tia.
Millie.
Marley.
Brooke.
Lauren.
Janan.
Ariana.
India.
Sarah.
Yeah, you guys are working really hard. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you like best about the class?
That it's different countries' music.
Ooh.
Dancing.
The dancing.
It's quite fast.
I'll say it is. You guys really kept up.
Fun.
What do you love about Devas Club?
The people, the staff. All the fun activities.
They're really kind to us.
They are, aren't they?
Nice art.
So what's happening next week? I understand there's animals coming here.
A man's gonna come on next week, Tuesday. He's bringing a snake and lots
of different animals.
Right, so do you know where I'm gonna be when this man comes?
Holiday.
Not here. I'm going on holiday, yeah. So who's interested in touching a snake? Put your hands up.
Me.
Okay, give me the names. You want to touch a snake?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Marley.
Have you ever touched a snake before?
No.
What do you think it feels like?
Slithery?
What do you think?
It's quite scaly.
Have you touched one before?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Rough.
What do you think?
Well, I know how it feels like because my cousin's got a pet snake. And because I'm a tarantula.
What do you say?
It's got a big spider as well.
Yep.
Whoa!
I bet it's gonna be really slimy, even though I've touched one, but it was ages ago.
Yeah? And nobody's scared?
No.
A little bit.
Yeah, what can they do? They look cool to me. They look pretty cool. They look better when they're shoes, I think. All right, so we're going to go and have a break now. But when we get back from the break, I have a feature called Wandsworth All-Stars. On the Wandsworth All-Stars, this is your chance to big up your chest and say what it is that you are awesome or brilliant at. So have a little think while you have your break.
I know you know.
Zainab, finally you have a little break. How long have you been teaching at Devas?
Well, I started recently. I'm going to be doing my senior dance class on Thursday evenings at 7.
Okay, so that's with the bigger children.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a dance teacher?
I've been teaching on and off for a good couple years now, since I was like 17, 18, I'm now 22. So, yeah.
You got some really funky moves.
Thank you.
What do you like best about teaching the preteens?
Do you know what? To be honest, I get the satisfaction out of showing someone else what I'm good at, mm-hmm. if that makes sense, especially teaching them from such a young age. And because, like, the group that I had today, they're so, like, open and adaptable to the style of dance. I know that these young kids are not used to the style of African dance or dance hall or whatever. So I'm kind of just opening their brains a little bit more when it comes to the dance. But yeah.
And it's really great exercise for them as well.
Yeah.
And because they're having so much fun, they don't realise the health benefits.
Exactly, exactly.
Perfect. Well, I'll let you get your break because you're going to be back on again in what time?
I'm sure. I think we finish at 5:30.
Okay.
So we'll probably have like another 15 minutes or so.
So get your break and then they will be back here dancing.
Arrangement of the youth club. Mm-hmm. I will be working towards the Black History Month show next week. Yeah, next month. So that's what I'm hoping to work towards with the kids and the older lot.
Wow, so there's going to be an actual performance which is around Black History Month.
Yeah.
Cool, nice one. Go and have a break. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm risking my life inside the Devas Club right now. I am on the pitch. We are indoors and the guys are playing football. Erin, you are looking after the children. What are they going up to today?
We've just been playing football with the boys and the girls. Two teams. We have Romeo over here playing for Barcelona, as you can see.
Woohoo!
Yeah, they've been playing for about 30 minutes now. Everything's going well. Everyone's having fun.
Cool, good. Cool. And Sasha's in goal.
Yeah.
And she's out of goal now. Go on, Sasha. Go on. See that? She falls. She's straight up again. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. Okay, right. I'm going to get involved. That's what I'm going to do. Barcelona looks tasty, though. They look really tasty. Whoa. All right, then. So how long have you been working with the Devas Club?
This is my first day, actually.
Tackle him, Sasha. So it's your first trial day?
Yeah, so it was my first day. Got them playing a bit of football.
Yeah.
They needed someone to play football with. Josie asked me to come down and we're just here playing football, really.
Perfect. Can I just get a comment from you, please? How do you think your footballing skills are today?
It's really good. We're having a lot of fun, thanks.
You are? You got a lot of talent. Nathan's about to take... You're going to take a penalty? Get ready, Sasha. He's coming. She's on her marks. Oh, it hits the post. It hits the post. Go again, go again. Ah, sneaky. All right, I'm going to get off the pitch now to ask Sasha very quickly. You're an awesome goalkeeper. How old are you, Sasha?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Okay, and who else is 9?
Me.
You're Nathan, aren't you?
Yeah.
And your name is?
Dia.
You're Dia, that's right. And where's Romeo? He's coming over, good. So you guys are playing a really nice game. What's the score? Is there a score?
5-2.
5-5, 5-2. Who's counting? 6-2. It's all good. You're an awesome goalkeeper. I'm going to leave you to it. Guys, enjoy your game. I'll see you later.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
So I'm with Millie, and we've just stepped outside of the dance class. Millie, how are you today?
Good.
You're good. How old are you?
7.
7. And what school do you go to?
I had my old school, and now I've gone into Wicks, and my old school is John Burns. That was a really boring school, because all you do is maths every day.
Oh, no, really? Do you know the thing about maths, though? It's exciting, and you do need it when you get older, but you'll learn a lot of maths at Wicks, because I know Wicks School, and they are amazing. So congratulations for being at Wicks. And what do you like to do for fun?
I like to do... dancing and stuff.
Dancing and stuff. And I understand that you're going to be getting a pet soon, aren't you? What's your pet going to be?
It's going to be a cockapoo.
I've never heard of this. What kind of animal is that?
It's a dog.
A dog? Do you think I should go on Google and look it up?
Yes.
Okay, I will. Hello, Tia. So you're an auntie, is that
yes.
right? Okay, so who's your niece?
My niece is Millie here today. She's here at Devas.
Yeah, I spoke to Millie earlier. Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. And what school do you go to?
Wicks, so does she.
Oh, I love Wicks School. I've been there already.
With Mr. Gale?
That's right, but I heard he's leaving. He's left, in fact. Oh, man. So who's going to take over at Wicks Radio, I wonder?
You!
So tell me, what are you into? What do you like?
Listening to music.
Oh, cool. What kind of bands do you like?
Oh, I like Little Mix.
Do you like Little Mix?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favourite? Do you have a favourite?
Jessie.
Ah, she can sing.
And Jane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Them girls got some big eyelashes, haven't they?
Yeah, because they put fake eyelashes.
They're going to let you have your biscuit and your cake and your cookie. I'm going to talk to this smiler here. I'm coming to you. And they are having a good munch. Somebody's giggling at me. If I could just get to her. If I could just get to you. There you are, smiler. Remind me of your name.
Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. It's lovely to see you again. What have you been up to since I saw you last?
Rollerblading.
Rollerblading. Tell everybody what your name is.
Janan.
Janan. So who went to rollerblading then?
Our friend.
Uh-huh. And I tried rollerblading. I can do it. It's quite difficult. Mm-hmm. I didn't fall over the last time I went. Did anybody fall over?
No. Yes.
No, yes. But if you do, you don't really get hurt that much. That's right. So you had your arm, you had your, what do you call them things? On your elbow, yeah? Your elbows and on your knees. Cool. So what other sports do you like?
Gymnastics.
You like gymnastics?
Oh, yeah, gymnastics.
Oh.
We do it in school.
I love gymnastics. I'm getting a bit... you don't like it, Nathan. I'm getting a bit stiff for it now, but I can still do a cartwheel. Would you like to see my cartwheel?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I'm about to do a cartwheel. Hang on a minute. My hat might fall off, but hang on.
What about currents?
I've done a cartwheel. I don't want you to do one now because you're eating, but maybe later.
Hello, and I am Jaden. I am 10 years old and I love animals and I'm a really good gamer.
Uh-huh. What games do you like to play?
GTA 5.
Terraria.
GTA 5.
Aliens, Colony, Marines.
Quite a lot.
And by the way, my username is Stampo9.
My name is Art, and my age is also 8. No, yeah, 8.
And what you love and what you're good at?
I am good at playing games, and the best game I'm good at is GTA 5.
My favourite game in the world is Plants vs. Zombies 2. Plants vs. Zombies 2 is the best game ever. The Vaughn is a pro.
What's your favourite animal, though?
Snow leopard or Arctic wolf.
Oh my gosh, I like a snow leopard, but my favourite animal of all time is a cheetah. So I love how fast it can run.
I think the fastest flying animal is a hawk or falcon.
Okay, what's your favourite animal, Art?
Ocelot or a cat.
Or a cat. Cats rule. People say cats are selfish, but I just love them.
So
I think they're independent.
Yeah, my mom says that as well. Yeah.
Who has a cat here?
Me.
What's your cat called?
Heidi.
Heidi the cat. Do you know what sort of type of cat? What breed?
Ginger. No, but like she's stripy and she's kind of brown and black. Like, I don't know.
You two guys are about to play a little bit of pool.
My name is Romeo. I'm turning 10 in 3 days.
Woo! Birthday coming.
Yeah. I'm good at football. I am good at pool. I'm good at basketball a little bit.
Yeah, that's great. So Josie and I are just watching some of the preparations for the dance routine. Is it Zainab that's in
there? Yeah, Zainab, yeah.
She's awesome.
I think she's 20, 21, and she's been a Devast member for many years.
Mm.
And she said she wanted to get some experience just volunteering, helping out with young people. So I suggested she come along and teach at Devast Juniors.
That's the brilliant thing. I mean, kids seem to come here, they do activities, and it's like a family, and it's nurturing, and they grow, and they're learning.
Yeah.
And now here she is, now looking at her career.
Yeah.
So it's a great place for kids to learn, grow, and, you know, get the experience, isn't
and
it?
And the idea is that then the Devast Juniors, who are 8 to 11, they then go on to the senior club for the 11 to 19-year-olds.
Okay. So what else is coming up for Devast?
Well, next Tuesday, we have someone called... got something called Zoo Lab coming.
Aha, uh-huh. Now the kids did mention this.
Yeah.
There was talk of snakes coming into the building.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it would be fun, but I've had some funny remarks about it. Sheila, who's the building manager, who helps out at Devast Juniors as well, she said she won't be attending. There's going to be someone coming, he's going to bring tarantulas, snakes, That sort of thing. People call Liz, and I thought the young people would like that.
That's a good idea. Kids like that sort of thing.
Yeah, something different. So for the DeVast Juniors, we'll probably have a little performance for the parents and, you know, family and friends to come along.
Yeah. Sounds perfect. And before Christmas even, I forgot, my favourite time of year, Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. Well, DeVast Juniors, what do we usually make at DeVast Juniors?
We do pumpkin carving.
That's right, yeah.
I will come down for that if that's all right. I love Halloween. It's my favourite time of year. I like to get dressed up big time.
Yeah,
do you like to get dressed up as well?
Yep, and I give my sweets to my hospital because they don't get to go sometimes trick-or-treating.
That's very sweet.
That's good.
If there's enough.
If there's enough.